The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, is a synergistic forum to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Sean and Jen deliver a passionate message that provides you with a wealth of knowledge to break through to your best you. Discover your soul path. This show will raise levels of intuition, knowing, and keep you on the edge of your seat. So get ready to understand the meaning and message in your life and how to shift obstacles into opulence. Saturate yourself with powerful intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. Now, here are your hosts, Sean and Jen.
Hey, everybody. It's Jen, and you're listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. It's been a long couple of weeks, but we are here with some new information, some fun, and some love and light to spread to you. This is Sean. Stay with us for the next hour. We're going to help you experience your soul path, right?
Yeah. Hey, what did you think of that game, this Super Bowl?
It was good. After they shut the lights off and came back on, it became a game. And the Beyonce show was a little short, though. She did well, but it seemed like it was short, huh?
I don't know. I really didn't watch it. I mean, I was there at the party, but I wasn't really watching it.
What were you doing, schmoozing?
You know, you get to a point, I think, in your life, and you got the kids, and you got work, and you got all this stuff, and it's less about, you know, drinking, I guess, and watching the game, at least for me.
Wait. You know we're married. We got the same kids. We got the same game, right?
Speaking for myself, and more about talking about, you know, what sleep number beds are comfortable, what's your number, you know, all those kids in school, all those
things.
Shout
out to the family that had us over. I don't want to say your names because you may want to keep your privacy a secret with that awesome piece of bread that you made. What else is going on?
You know, I wanted to talk about, I don't know if anybody else experiences this, but Sean is one of those people that likes to set the alarm in the morning time, but he never gets up with the alarm. So he'll set the alarm, and it'll go for like 5 minutes, probably.
And then he fumbles
and tries to turn it off, and then he spills the water, and it stumbles over the thing. So, you know, and I'm a person that I don't really ever set an alarm.
I just bounce
out of bed every morning.
I spill water every morning.
But most mornings. But it's just one of those things where, okay, why set an alarm if you're first of all not going to get up? You know, when that alarm goes off and you hit it 50 times and then you wake up and go, I'm late. So
I never said I was late. Yeah. Just get out of my way when I get up, okay? And I'm rushing for the door. But it's all good. So, what else is going on?
We have a great show today.
Yeah, we did. I think we're talking about something that's really cool that we saw on television recently.
Well, it's more than that. It's something that, I'm extremely passionate about, something that helped me and my ascension. And when we saw it on this particular show, we thought, we should definitely talk about.
Let me ask you something. Basically, we're talking about ascending with the Akashic Records, okay? How you can use it and access it to gain energy for a better life, more or less, okay? Jen's been teaching the what? Jen's been teaching the...
Go ahead, babe. Go ahead. You're kind of stumbling over your words here. Let's go.
Jen's been teaching the Akashic Records. I will speak slower. For probably, the last 2 years?
About the last two years.
Okay, and it's something that you you're able to do really well and you're able to explain really well. So we're going to be talking about that today.
Yeah, it's all about ascending with the Akashic Records and really how you can use it and access to gain a better life. It's something that, I'll be quite honest with you, I didn't even know anything about. I didn't know what the Akashic Records were 3 years ago. And then as I started taking, you know, many psychic development classes and things like that, is when I learned more about it. And when I found out how easy it was, I realized that this is something that I need to incorporate in my own life and something that I think other people should incorporate in their lives.
Well, I got a couple of questions because a lot of people don't know what the Akashic Records are, okay? By definition, talk to me like I'm in third grade. If a third grader asked you, what is the Akashic Records, what would you say? What is it?
You know, I would say that the Akashic Records really is almost like a universal filing system. And because our brain likes things that are tangible, I'll talk to it in those terms. So it's like a universal filing system, which really records every occurring thought, word, and action. It's really more of a vibration, a vibrational record. So each soul that's ever lived or is living now has a record of its past, present, and probable future. And when I say probable future, I mean we all have the capacity or ability to change our future at any time by the decisions that we make.
All right, let me ask you this. I got a question. Because I've always wondered this, and this is a good time for me to ask this question. Would your imagination or your dreams qualify as being a part of the Akashic Records or access to such?
I think that a lot of people that I've worked with, and myself included, when I started working in the record, it felt familiar to me, like I had been there or experienced the feeling before. So it's not like you're really going anywhere. They say that it's housed in the fifth dimension or in higher consciousness, but it's not like you're really going anywhere. It's more of your awareness is going kind of upward. Your vibration is rising like a dial on a radio. So say I need to get to, 101, and you click the dial to get to 101 so that you can hear what you need to hear. So it's just raising your vibration.
So it's really
getting to that point.
It sounds like it's really very much a very fourth or fifth dimension type of deal.
Yeah, and it's also it's incorporating channeling because you're basically channeling the information that's coming from your individual record. But it's not just individual records. It's also they call it like a oneness or one consciousness, whereas. Mm-hmm. There's information for all of us to be able to download or capture of things that we can accomplish. Or like Einstein, for example, which is what they were talking about on this particular show, which is, to me, I consider Ancient Aliens a mainstream show. Maybe I'm crazy, but it was called The Einstein Factor, and it talked about how Einstein would go in these altered states of consciousness or thought experiments, and how he had written some of the most poignant papers within a year's time. Mm. And so really they believe or they think, and it's just a theory, of course, that he possibly could have been going to the records to access this information that he changed the way people thought about a lot of different things.
You know, it's very much like how us artists create, almost, I don't want to say channeling because would you put it in a channeling
category? Yeah, I mean, it is channeling. I know a lot of people are a little afraid or timid by that word, but it really, I mean, all channeling is you're just channeling information from a higher source or from a spirit or from a higher dimension or higher consciousness. It's not something that like we're talking now today.
Okay, here's the deal. We got to take a quick break. You're listening to the Shauna Jennings Show, Soul Path Insights Radio. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll discover more about ascending with the Akashic Records. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What if being you created a change you would like to see in this world? What if there are tools to help you access you? This is Gwenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars, Foundation, and Level 1, 5 days to change your life, in Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Good song to the subject. Hey. Hey, we're back on the Sean and Jen Show. I'm your host, Sean. Our topic today is ascending with the Akashic Records. Jen, for our listeners, please go ahead, give your contact information and how the audience can take a class or get an Akashic Records reading from you.
Okay, I can be reached at www.soulpathinsights.com, or I can be reached at the office, 303-872-3719. And so before we were taking a break and we were just talking about the Akashic Records and kind of what they are. One of the things I wanted to say before the break is one of the most famous persons to use the Akashic Records was Edgar Cayce. He's probably the most notable of the prophets, and he utilized the records and did about 14,000 readings throughout his lifetime. But they call him the sleeping prophet because he would basically lay down on a couch and kind of become unconscious and then go up and come down with the information for... He did mostly medical intuitive readings for people who had medical conditions. Right. He'd come down, give the information, but typically he didn't remember that experience. Well, he would basically channel but not remember what he said when he woke up.
Well, let me ask you something, okay, before you get into that. Because there are people who may have never heard of the Akashic Records before this show. What do they look like? What do the records look like?
You know, the records don't really look like anything. But my experience in the records when I first started to, go to the records was it looked like a large building with, it's like a library. But I think that was part of me wanting to see something. Something like a book or something tangible, because in our 3D reality, that's what we would see, right? We would see like a library, or that's what we'd picture, right? Or something like a book or a computer, something where you get information. Basically, it's housing all this information. But to me now, I see it as light. I see it as energy, and I receive it much differently now because I've been working in the records. It's more like an MP3 download for me.
So how do you know you're in the records once you got an idea what they look like?
You know, once you start to go to the records and you practice, it's just like with anything else, and you start pulling information that resonates with you, or if you are in the record of somebody else, you know you're there because of it kind of starts to resonate with you. It's more of a feeling. It's more of a what we would call hits. You start to get information that makes sense, that is actually tangible in that fashion in your everyday life.
Is it right? Like a validation?
Like validation. Okay. Right. It's like when you probably have gone there in a dream state, because you typically need to be very relaxed and you need to be set your intention to, okay, I'm going to experience the records. I'm going to ask some questions in the records. Right. And then you also need to trust that the information you're getting is information that you need to hear. That's the biggest thing, is the trust. How do I trust, and how do I know that this is the information is right?
Well, doesn't it really go back to the root of all clairvoyance, psychic development, and intuition? It's just trusting your knowing what comes to you, right?
Right.
Okay.
And this is just, to me, is another tool to help you have a better life. Just like you start to develop your clairvoyance or your intuition, whatever you want to call it. The other thing is, say you have an issue in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to a past life in the records and figure out, is this issue because of something I experienced in the past? Is this an issue because of what I'm experiencing now? So you can really use it for a myriad of things. And you can also combine it with other methodologies like clairvoyance or anything.
Okay. So you've been doing this about 2.5 years, pretty consistent, right? You've been pretty successful at it. You've been very in tune with what you've gotten in touch with. I think that was a double thing, but whatever. What I want to ask you is, can anyone assess their own record? Or do they have to come to you, or do they have to come to an Akashic Records reader, or is this something anybody on earth can do?
Yes. Anybody can access their own record. All you have to do is really come with an open heart and an open mind, and it's your record. So you can access it any time that you want to. Most mm-hmm. people get a little bit nervous because it's kind of out of their comfort zone. They're not sure, am I doing it right? So it's often good to either read a book. There's a lot of material out there, and everyone has a different philosophy on how it should work.
Right.
But there's no one way. You don't have to do it in this particular way for it to be successful for you. But it's also good to take a class or learn how to do it, so you get down your process. So one of the things I also tell people is, you know, practice makes perfect. You got to practice and continue to practice right. over and over again to make sure that you're feeling comfortable with how it works.
I see.
And so later in this segment, I'm going to do a meditation to kind of teach people or take people to show them how they can do it. It's one method. That, like I said, there's several methods, and whatever feels comfortable for you really is how you should proceed.
Okay.
One thing I will say about accessing records for other people.
Yeah.
Is really, you never want to access anybody's record without their permission.
Right.
It's kind of that, because it's not your information. And so if somebody comes to me for an Akashic record reading, let's say, they're basically giving me permission to access their record. And then I will go to their record and bring down the information. It's also on how you ask the questions to get the most, the best possible answers, I guess.
Now, what sort of information can we find once we've accessed the records? Aside from maybe past relationship stuff, what other stuff? You think people can find stuff, maybe answers to why they may be having troubles on this plane, or?
Yeah, you can ask any question. There's nothing that's off limits. So you can ask relationship questions. You can ask questions about what's going on with your business.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask questions about why did I pick this life, what is it that I need to learn? Do life path stuff or soul purpose things. Mm-hmm. You can also ask questions like, why did I pick this group or this, why did I come in this soul group and what lessons do I need to learn here?
Right.
You can also do healing within the records, healing ailments and that kind of thing. Why did I, have I manifested this particular ailment and that kind of thing? So you can really ask any questions, and you can also use it to help foster your business or to help grow it in this way by getting messages and things that you need to, messages and things that you need to maybe apply to a particular area of life. So it's really, it's, when I say ascending with the records, it's how can you ascend and be the best person you can be in this life, just to have the best experience possible.
When you ask questions, should they be specific, and how should you ask them?
Yeah, so what I always say is yes or no questions. What is that really going to get you? Is that really going to get you the information that you're seeking? Not really. So it's typically want the who, what, where, why, and how kinds of questions. So let me give you a couple of examples. It's really important, I think, to ask the questions in a particular format. Really, yes or no, like I said, won't offer the deep guidance you're looking for. So you can ask questions like, let me see. Why do I get so frustrated with my spouse? That was just off the cuff. Not meaning you.
Yeah, no.
You know, what is the next step in my personal growth? What can I do to make my business grow and gain customers? Where are my biggest areas of opportunity? And remember that it's 10% mechanics, 45% trust, and 45% confidence in anything that you're doing. So it's really, you know, people, a lot of people want to know, well, I want to know I'm there, so tell me what I need to look for. And it's really more of a feeling. It's a heart-centered activity, right, along with kind of opening up chakras and then going up the seventh, which we'll do in the next segment. But it's a heart-centered activity, just like clairvoyance or channeling. It's trusting the information and almost just kind of getting the information and starting to write things down, even if you're getting, you know, sights, smells, colors, that kind of thing. So when you're asking a question like, you know, where is my relationship heading, as an example, right, and you start getting images almost like a movie screen. Sometimes people see things like a movie, or sometimes they hear things, or they'll get words or things like that. Write this down, and what does that mean to you? Everybody's symbolism is different.
So when things come to you, that really is like a clue. That's like, hey, that's a hit. Pay attention, and an idea may be a hit.
Right.
Right. Okay.
The other thing is, when I started doing records, I actually started spontaneously going up during dream time. And then I would get what I would call downloads and information, kind of, I could feel it coming through my body. And then I would have all these messages that I needed to write down. So I did a lot of automatic writing. This is also complimentary to that as well. And so everyone's process is different.
Yeah.
But there's nothing that you need to specifically see. But I would say most people will go in, and it also depends on the person's age. They may see, like, the Dewey Decimal System, where they pull out files.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, it's like,
yeah,
depends on how old you are. And some of the younger kids in this generation see it like an iPad, where they see it like,
oh yeah, they don't know about no Dewey Decimal System. I can pretty much tell you that right now. Shoot. Well, you put out some good information. I really appreciate that. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break now. You're listening to The Shauna Jen Show. When we come back, we'll talk more about ascending with the Akasha Records. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. When we come back, we'll do a grounding meditation to get you there.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching. coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get ready for Intentional Living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back on the Sean and Jen Show. This is your co-host or host today, Sean, and we are talking with Jen about ascending with the Akashic Records. Hey, Jen.
Hey.
Can you share your contact information with our audience in case they want to get an Akashic Records reading from you?
I would love to.
Please.
Our website's www.soulpathinsights.com, or you can reach me at 303-872-3719.
Alrighty. All right. Before we went into break, we were just basically asking about, can you ask specific questions regarding the Akashic Records? What sort of information can you find? Can anyone do this? Can anyone assess their own record? And so what we're going to do now is, in this particular segment, we're gonna basically do a step-by-step meditation for those who are listening to show you how easy it can be to assess the Akashic Records. Is that right?
Absolutely. So I'm going to go ahead and get started. If everyone wants to, don't do this and drive, but everyone who's kind of sitting and listening, if you can just kind of go ahead and ground yourself and relax. And if you need to, take like a few deep breaths, and you can kind of release your jaw at the hinge or roll your head 3 times to kind of take the stress of the day away. And really, this is just time to quiet your mind and release any tension in the body. And then begin to feel very relaxed as you enjoy this time for yourself. One of the things that works really well when changing your vibration or going up energetically to a higher space is really feeling a sense of gratitude. And once you feel that sense of gratitude, it just automatically elevates you to kind of that happy space. And then I also invite you to go to that meditation space or that quiet space in your mind that only you know about. And then as you go to your trusted or your private meditation space, I want you to just check in again to make sure you're very grounded. You feel planted in the earth energy. And then if you choose to, I want you to call in your higher self or soul. You're also welcome to call in a trusted spirit guide or a crossed over loved one, somebody who will help you to ascend into the records, and somebody that makes you feel comfortable. So you can call on the soul. The soul's always here to help us grow and learn and prosper, or a trusted spirit guide or loved one that's crossed. And I want you to notice at the top of your head, this is our seventh chakra, and I want you to go ahead and open that chakra up and feel your body with a radiating light. Let it come down over your face, over your shoulders, arms, down your torso, and down your legs. Just let kind of that, just that beautiful light melt down your body. And then I want you to start to feel your consciousness go up into a higher realm of knowing. And when you get there, I want you to notice there's a path. And as you walk down that path with the support of your higher self or guide, I want you to notice what's in front of you. As you get closer, you notice that there's the records. What does that look like? What does that feel like? Do you see colors? Do you smell anything? Do you hear anything? And as you walk up to the records, somebody opens the door, and it's one of the ascended masters. At this point, you are led into a room. As they leave the room, they come back with your record in hand. I want you to notice, what does the record look like? What does it feel like? What do you notice about it? How old do you think it is? You get all of those messages. And then I want you to ask this specific question. What is the next step in my personal growth for 2013? Again, the question is, what is the next step in my growth, my personal growth for 2013. Take a moment to see if any images come up. Write anything down if you have a piece of paper and a pen, or just feel the information. What is it that you need to do to move forward this year? What do you need to do for yourself to move forward this year? What steps are you taking for your own personal growth? It has nothing to do with anybody else. Once you've received your answer, I want you to thank the Ascended Master. I want you to thank them for their support and guidance. And I want you to come back down the path, say goodbye to your spirit guide, loved one, or higher self. And I also want to make sure that you start to come back down the 7th, kind of back into your body per se, and make sure that you close the records and come back into the room feeling loved and supported in this process.
That was great. That was great. I love that. That was great. Can you tell us, how can you use the records to ascend in everyday life? Is this something you can do on a break? If you're at work, go in a quiet place, your car, I love that sound, don't you? Go in your car or go to a corner and just ground yourself, center yourself. Because that's very much what it feels like. I feel so much calmer now.
Yeah, I think one of the things about records is that it is such a calming energy, and it is one of the things that I probably should have mentioned is you would open up your heart space, your heart chakra.
Yeah.
And kind of that goes along with the feeling of the gratitude. If you think about what you feel gratitude, it automatically makes you feel like, okay, everything just feels better. Because even if I'm not where I want to be, I'm not where it was.
Right.
It's a feeling grateful for what you have. But the other thing is, yes, you can do this anywhere. You go to your car, ground and center for 10 minutes just to get some clarity of the situation. We're so busy.
Yeah.
That we tend to forget to take time for ourselves. Even if it's 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at night,
mm-hmm.
we typically forget that it's important to take time for ourselves. And this is a time it really doesn't involve anybody else. It's your own personal space. That's why I think it's important to have a meditative space, even if it's in your own mind.
Right.
You don't have a location to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get really good at this, you don't necessarily have to get completely quiet in a silent meditative space. I also have done this when I'm kind of walking without music.
Mm-hmm.
You just start to connect. And again, it goes back to practice.
Okay, I got a question, because some people may not be into the Akashic Records. They may be into clairvoyance or automatic writing. Can you combine this with other techniques such as those?
Yes. And I mentioned this a little bit before. One of the things that really, for me, fascinated me about it was that I can combine it. Because I am clairvoyant, I can combine the two.
Right.
And I thought, for me, the Akashic Records were so easy to get to if you just allow. It's really from a trusting place and intention and allowing it to happen,
mm-hmm.
and not forcing it. You're not seeking it. It's coming to you. The information is flowing through you. And that's why it became such a compliment with the work that I do. But it can apply to anybody. You can use the records in a healing business. Somebody who's in a business.
Mm-hmm.
What I would call mainstream business, people that are entrepreneurs and that kind of thing. So
real quick, before we take a break, we want to give our contact info to our listeners. So you can reach us, Jen and I, at soulpathinsights.com. You're listening to Sean and Jen Show. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Drew looks at me. I fake a smile so he won't see.
Yo, we're back on the Sean and Jen Show. I am Sean and Jen sitting across from me. Now, for all of our listeners, Jen and I can be contacted at www.soulpathinsights.com.
Want to talk about a couple of upcoming events. And I'll be hosting or teaching, actually, a Nuts and Bolts of Mediumship on Saturday, February 9th at 2 to 4:30 at Isis Books and Gifts. So if you're interested in that class, email me for more details. I only have a couple spots left, but would love it if you could join us.
I highly recommend you take that class if you're interested in mediumship. She's a lot of fun. She's very good, and you never know who might pop in. Also, Jen and I are available for reading, speaking events, and workshops.
And also, for your short film, documentary, and video stock footage needs, you can also check out Sean at 1211productions.com.
That's 1211productions.com. Which is like we're literally at my favorite part of the show, the tip of the week. And it's basically, I'm just going to dive into it. Our desires are clues to our life's purpose. Now, let's think about that. Let's dwell on that for a minute. Your desires are clues to your life's purpose. And that was in this month's Essence magazine by, pronounce her name?
Yanya. I'm sorry, Van Zandt. Ms. Van Zandt. I apologize.
Oprah Winfrey's homegirl. Sorry we messed your name up, but we know you. We just, you know, we get your lessons, but we didn't get your name. Sorry. So, it's all good. It's all good. Been a weird day. So we hope that everybody was able to get a gist of the Akashic Records. Jen put out a lot of good information. And again, she can be reached for reading at 303-872-3719. Is there anything final that you'd like to share?
One of the things I wanted to talk about, and I think we've kind of had some technical difficulties, I'm hoping people can hear me. But really, it's about using the Akashic Records to ascend and have the best life possible. And how you can use the Akashic Records as a decision-making tool, I think, is really important. I'm not sure we touched on that, but making decisions in any area of your life, questions of, you know, would it be, what is this relationship teaching me? Why am I in this particular relationship, and what is it teaching me, and what is it I need to know? I think sometimes we compartmentalize things and say, well, this is good, and this is not so good, and everything really is just a lesson. And I say, if we have a tool like the Akashic Records that can help us make decisions based on the other things that we've experienced, past, present, and probable future, why not have that extra tool in the tool bag? The other thing is, you know, I think a lot of people, like we mentioned Einstein earlier, who are extremely brilliant, they're geniuses in our culture, why can't we also tap into that one universal mind and get information about doing things differently, making, you know, setting up a business? We all have passions, right?
Right.
We all have things kind of like what we were talking about in our tip of the week. You know, our desires are clues to our life's purpose. Taking our desires as that clue and saying, you know, I really enjoy painting, but I don't think I could ever make a living doing that. Why
that
not?
Mainstream way of thinking kicks in, saying, hey, what are you doing thinking that? You go back to being, you know, whatever it is you're doing. I don't want to belittle anyone's profession. So, but it's that mainstream stuff overrides our dreams and logic to pursue those dreams, right?
I think it's something we talk ourselves out of so quickly, because I mean, think of all the different ideas and things that come to you on a daily basis, mm-hmm. you know, whether you're using your imagination or not. And a lot of people ask me, how can you tell the difference between the Akashic Records and the imagination? I say, sometimes you can't. Subtle differences. You have to practice. And what difference does it make if it is the imagination, because that's the muscle that we're using, or how we raise our vibration? Mm-hmm. What difference does it make if information is coming to you and it's working in your life and it's making a difference, it's making changes you want to see? So it's often the one thing about the records is they will hold it holds a mirror up to you of who you are, where you've been, where you're going. And when it's time to make changes, sometimes holding up that mirror can be a challenge. Mm-hmm. But I use it as a decision-making tool in all areas of
okay,
my life.
Well, what was the last major decision you made using the Akashic Records?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say, as I was putting my business together over the last couple of years, and using that as I, you know, made, I've done some things, and it's always challenging when you own a business and what to do and what not to do. And I have such a linear side to me, or such a, you know, left brain side, mm-hmm. where I have the business side, that I wanted to incorporate that right brain activity into it as well. So I use it in what works and what doesn't. Sometimes I haven't listened, and then the things that I thought were going to work didn't. You know, it's like an ego thing.
So do you use it like in your relationship with your spouse, or dealing with the kids, you know?
Not how to have a better relationship with your spouse. Using the Akashic Records.
Oh, hey, we all want to be better at everything, right? We all want to be better at everything.
I think.
Can you access the Akashic Records to help be a better parent in dealing with your children?
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. And people will say, "Well, what about accessing their records?" And I think you can, to a point. And they're just, because our kids are still little, it might not be a problem. As long as, what I always say is that when you ask a question about another person, as long as it pertains to your situation with you and how it affects you, it also goes back to ethics and boundaries. But you never would want to just pry into somebody's record and go, you know, what's going on with them? You wouldn't probably get too far anyways.
Right.
But it's just like with anything else. I'll tell you a funny story. I have a guy who is a client who asked me one time if I could get the address of the person that he was supposed to be with. And somebody, a psychic years ago, had told him he was going to be in a relationship with somebody, and he wanted the address of where this person was.
No, that's very stalker-ish.
First of all, I would be unethical for one, and for two, maybe a challenge to find. But then he also wanted, he was an inventor. He was a very eccentric guy. I don't think he meant any harm, but...
You're looking at my face right now, and I'm like, okay. That is different, though.
Yeah, and then he had an invention, and he wanted to know where the person that was going to help him with this invention, where he could find them as well. So, you know, I think it can be used. Really, it's meant to help you have a better life, and how can you ascend into a higher state of consciousness to be that, you know, to walk and have a better life. You know, walk the walk, talk the talk, and have a better life, and really get kind of look in that mirror, like I said, and get serious about what you're doing. And it can apply to, you know, I've had body workers and lots of different, I guess, healing modalities that can also use the records, because sometimes the records will help pinpoint as to where this person maybe needs to be healed. And as long as you're being asked, it's okay.
I just had something come to me. It's very possible. I can't think of a better place to access the Akasha records than when you're getting a massage. Am I wrong?
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
That thought just came to me. Maybe I'm supposed to get a massage.
Well, and maybe you can apply that and see. It's really good when you first start to be in that relaxed state.
Yeah.
And not feel pressure.
Why are you sitting in a hot tub or something?
Yeah. Yeah, something where, and getting around water is a good way to open up and channel anyways. Channel information, channel messages, and that kind of thing. So I just thought it was really interesting that when you and I saw that program, I thought, wow, you know, this is something that's becoming more and more out there, kind of in the mainstream.
And the program that we're speaking of before we get out of here is Ancient Alien Season 5, Episode 5, The Einstein Factor. It's online for free. You can look it up. They have a Facebook page. And the way they put it together is pretty valid. Like I said, these are all just theories on the show, but it's interesting theories you want to take a look at nonetheless. Jennifer. My love, thank you for being with us today. Thank you for sharing your knowledge on the Akashic Records, and we will have you back to discuss this more later on. We also want to thank our audience for tuning in to the Sean and Jen Show. I am Sean, and Jen is sitting across from me. We truly appreciate you for listening to us. We don't take that for granted. Next week, we'll have Jamie and Eric back on air for the fourth segment in the Channeling Eric series. You don't want to miss this because we always have a ton of fun, and I giggle a lot. So join us each and every Tuesday at 6 p.m., 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, and 3 p.m. Pacific time. Have a prosperous week. We'll see you next Tuesday. Peace.
You've been listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio. Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to experience a synergistic radio show to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. For more information about Sean and Jen, visit www.soulpathinsights.com.